Now, the question's asked many times when it comes to addressing the issue of men's violence against women and families. Where are the men? What do they make of the campaigns to have them examine attitudes about gender stereotypes and questioning male behaviour? Social affairs correspondent Norman Hamon has been asking men about how they feel on the need for change in the culture of male dominance that can lead to violence.
Talk to 20-year-old university student Joseph Safai about the need for cultural change around gender stereotypes and men's behavior, and it's not controversial. His generation, he says, is already on board.
Well, it has become a cultural norm that you are respectful towards women, that, you know, you're on equal terms and everyone you interact with is deserving of respect.
26-year-old Akram Kuchakali agrees that for his peer group in the Turkish Muslim community, gender equity is a given. But that's a change from the previous generation, when women stayed home and men were the breadwinners.
The fact that our generation has that education and respects that the female can have education as well, that has, I think, a relatively large impact on the awareness of domestic violence and the reduction of the domestic violence in our households.
But despite this progress, both Akram Kuchakali and Joseph Safai believe when men gather in groups, it's still hard to call out disrespectful and sexist behavior.
Maybe photos that girls might have posted on social media and comments that have kind of come up from that you know, you're probably here in the schoolyard, you end up letting slide just because, you know, you're in your group of friends and you don't want to be the one to, you know, stick out from the group.
Jai Tao works for the Men's Project at Jesuit Social Services, helping young men and boys recognize behavior and language that can lead to violence.
They get policed with words like, you know, don't be such a pussy, man up, you know, grow some balls, this kind of thing. If that's the language that you're using to put somebody down, then what are you saying about that demographic of people? A lot of men are not aware of how that plays out. They're not aware of that implication behind that language.
Jai Tao is 46 and spent decades in the world of kickboxing and mixed martial arts. His work with young men has led him to believe the culture that enables violence against women can change, but it has to come from men.
We can change our ideas around the male gender from within, rather than being told from the outside, you need to change your behaviors, you need to change your attitudes, because that's usually just going to be met with defensiveness and resistance. When we talk about gender equality, men often sort of approach that thinking we're talking about something for women. We need to help men understand that gender equality is good for everybody, including them.
Men's Project facilitator Jai Tao, ending that report from Norman Hamon.